Welcome to the Jimmy and Nath podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
reverse parking your car.
Oh, good tie-in,
yeah,
Jimmy.
Very good.
Yeah, no, guys, I am.
Very good.
I'm good. Don't ever forget it. Some days you think, I've got it. I never lost it.
Yeah. No, you know what, though? I actually can't listen to music while I'm reverse parallel parking. It distracts me.
Well, lucky there's no music on the podcast.
I can't listen to people talking either. It's like, silence
really?
In the car,
no,
I'm parking.
I'll backpedal there a little bit. You probably can listen while you're driving or looking for a park, especially if you're going to a shopping centre. You know that where you're just doing laps?
Yeah.
I find listening to music or a podcast distracts you from the pain of not being able to find a park. But when you reverse, everyone does it. They turn the volume down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and there was
that.
A scientific study done that it increases. So the more silent it is around you, the more you can concentrate.
A lot of people do that when they're doing, like, looking for a street or something as well. I know I do it when I'm looking for a street.
Or a sign.
Like, if I'm, trying to figure out where to go and I don't really have Google Maps, like, I will turn the music down to help me concentrate.
Yeah. So. And a study was done. I don't have it in front of me, but I definitely remember reading it once.
I'm sure, look, I'll back you that there's been a study.
Yeah.
There would have been some sort of study involving that.
You know, I'm also finding the reverse camera, because this is my first car with a reverse camera. I find it sometimes you're not concentrating on the sides of your car as much. You're concentrating where how far back you're going, but not how close you are to the thing next to you.
I very much dislike reverse cameras.
That's something I worry about with everything getting more automated, is that you're losing, like, the ability to actually do things yourself. Like, you know those cars that have little, like, lane control things on the mirrors where it's like there's someone in your blind spot, so you're not checking your blind spot. What if it doesn't work?
Yeah, 100%.
What about the,
Don't trust them.
What's that, is it Mazda or Ford? You know the ad that's on TV at the moment where the car parks itself?
Freaky.
Put his hand, it might be Volkswagen.
I feel like every car's doing that.
Have you ever been in a car while it parks itself?
Yeah, don't like it.
It's like a ghost is sitting on you.
That sounds like that dream.
Because the wheel's moving and the car's moving. You're just sitting there, hands off.
It's a ghost sitting on your lap.
What's the ghost song from the movie? Oh, my love.
Unchained Melody.
My darling.
Great movie.
Never seen it.
Haven't you seen Ghost?
Never seen Ghost.
I've seen Ghost. What is the song?
Unchained Melody.
Yeah, by the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I mean, I couldn't be bothered searching for it. You all know it.
Nah, because if someone's listening right now and they're reversing, they don't want music.
You're so right.
I can edit it in later.
No, but we just...
Oh, no, you're right. So sorry.
Oh, I won't listen to this, so if you edit it in, who knows? Who knows what you'll edit in?
You don't listen to this. You got no idea what Grace puts on the podcast.
Not a clue. Yeah. Not a clue.
Grace actually edits you out and me. It's just her having a conversation with herself.
She's relabeled the whole thing, the Grace Guard podcast.
She actually just redoes our bits. Yeah. So it's the same conversation.
That is why we don't get any listens. I knew it.
Nath, Mother's Day, this Sunday, May 9th. If you haven't already put that in your calendars, get your mum something. Call her, tell her you love her, send her a text message, take her out for dinner if you can.
God, they're good, aren't they?
Mums are the best.
Oh, they're just unreal.
Sorry, dads, you know, it's all, I love mums.
You know, they're just so, you know, this is how good mums are. My mum reminds me every year when it's Mother's Day.
She's not upset about it.
No, she's not upset about it.
Just letting you know, it's this weekend. Mm. And they bring life into the world.
Yeah.
I absolutely love them. Now, some data released by eBay Australia has shown the three biggest growing categories over the last couple of weeks. So I think this is to do with Mother's Day. The top three growing categories are dressing gowns, UGG boots, and scented candles.
You know, there was a period of time where every year I reckon I got mum a pair of UGG boots.
Really?
Like, she had like six or seven, like slippers, UGGs. Maybe the odd pajama.
Yeah. So they're the big three, but they've also released the top three items that have been purchased, the specific items for Mother's Day. I'll go through them with you. Let me know what you think. Just now, again, these are what people are buying. This doesn't mean this is what mums want. It just means this is what people are spending their money on for mum.
Okay.
So again, you know, mum's not going to complain because mum's lovely. But the number one item, a Nutribullet blender.
A Nutribullet blender. Are they still a thing? I thought they were. I thought they went out of fashion. I thought they're not cool anymore.
I don't know. But apparently this is number one. That's what everyone's buying. With an easy twist extractor blade and powerful motor base, this 1,200 watt blender allows mum to prepare healthy blended drinks or purees without losing the ingredients' nutritional value. The recommended retail price, Nathan?
How much?
$199 from Harvey Norman.
Oh, okay. Might have
go,
to get...
Harvey. No, man, go.
Go.
Number two on the list. Do you think mum would want the Nutribullet blender?
I think my mum had one at one point and then she wasn't into it.
Mum had one and then gave it to me.
You don't even really use that Nutribullet.
I got rid of it.
Yeah. I didn't think they were a thing anymore. No. So no offense to Nutribullet. When they were in. Everybody had one. But now just...
Apparently they're back. Number two on the list, Fitbit-inspired tracker.
Yeah.
This, do you have the ad?
Yeah, you go. Yeah, give the ad.
This encouraging companion will motivate mum to reach her health, weight and fitness goals and even enjoy the journey with 24/7 heart rate and calorie burning tracking technology. The recommended retail price is $149. You can pick one up from JB Hi-Fi.
Oh, go JB Hi-Fi, go.
I don't think they have a jingle.
No, I don't think they do. This is an interesting one because Meg, for her mum, getting her a Fitbit. This is the thing. This actually is the thing. Absolutely.
Meg's mum would want one, though. She's very fit.
Yeah. My mum. No, she doesn't want anything to remind her that she's not doing anything.
My mum wants a wine glass.
If you could put a Fitbit on a wine glass, God, she'd get through some reps.
My mum wants to drink, but just not too many. She wants a little device that goes, that's enough.
Your mum and my mum, exactly the same.
Yeah.
Anything wine related? Absolutely.
A wine glass with Di Montes that reads mum.
Oh, beautiful.
Because she could have mum in a mum glass.
Yeah.
And finally, I do not think, I'm just going to put this out there.
Yeah.
If you're buying this for your mum, unless she's really into a fitness, like I'm talking, she's a professional athlete. Friend of mine, Ruben, his mum used to play netball for Australia. Like, that level of athlete.
So this is certainly not Sue and Kath.
No. I don't even think Meg's mum, who likes fitness.
Yeah.
I'm off these things. These things are really popular at the moment for even not mums.
You know, my mum will be listening right now and I guarantee she'll call a message and go, no, remember I played A-grade squash.
Oh, yeah. And my mum was saying, I played touch for Queensland. Yeah, you did, mum. It was a while ago. So this one, I don't like this as it is because a lot of people are buying these. Yeah. I actually think you might have one in your house.
Oh, okay.
A deep tissue massage gun.
Oh.
These are all the rage at the moment.
No. What mum wants that?
Can I do the ad?
Yeah, do the ad.
With 3 intensity levels and up to 3,900 strokes per minute, mum can promote circulation and improve range of motion across a variety of muscles and joints. It's only $89. You can get that online.
You know what has the same effect? Getting a white wine bottle and just rubbing it.
I feel like these things are for perfect. Doesn't Meg, your partner, have one?
Yeah, she has one.
Does she use it?
There was one point where she was really into it, and now I haven't seen it since. So I don't know because she was like, I need one. And then,
I have so many people I know have gone, I'm getting the massage gun.
Mm.
And I'm like,
Gun is the 2021 Nutribullet. You know what I mean?
It was certainly
in for a little bit, and then all of a sudden, nah.
I think it's still... I mean, you can see it's on this list, because I don't think a lot of mums are going to get the... I mean...
No way! Okay, 131060, if you're a mum right now, and you want one of those professional athlete massage guns, get on the phones right now. Or, if you know a mum who wants that, you're maybe going to buy it for your mum, jump on the phones right now.
Again, I'm talking...
No one will call.
Professional athletes, I'm talking.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone will get that for their mum.
Because you and I exercise a bit, but I've never thought about buying one.
God, no. Right. You got to do it yourself.
Yeah.
How annoying. Producer Grace, I want one.
No, you just want something that vibrates.
Hits. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks. Oh, yes, Jim, it is a game as easy as A, B, C. The way it works, we give you a letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct, you take home the $1,000. And today, playing from Claremont, hi, Nicole, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you guys?
We're going all right, Nick. What are you up to this morning?
I'm just heading off for work.
What do you do for work, Nicole?
I work in childcare.
One of the heroes.
Yeah, no. Shaping future minds, Nicole. Never forget that.
Absolutely.
Mm. Nicole, do you ever think one day that you might educate a mind that will end up leading the country?
Leading the country? Oh, gosh. Well, I have 4 kids, so, one day maybe they will have a little bit of a holiday overseas.
I meant leading, but...
Yeah. Leaving.
Yeah, leaving. I see what you mean. They could also leave the country on a holiday.
Yeah, you know, leave the country, be prime minister, leave it, go overseas.
Well, I mean, our PM does the same thing, doesn't he?
Oh,
he leaves and he leads. There's a comment for you.
Yeah. All right, we all know which way Nath was voting.
All right, Nicole, are you ready to play for $1,000 this morning?
Oh, I think so.
All right, today your letter is R, as in R for Roger. Your 30 second starts in the first topic I give you. You can pass. We can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Nicole, your first question. Beginning with R, give me something in a car.
Radio.
A music genre.
Rap.
A button on a remote.
Record.
A type of pasta.
Ravioli.
A brand of makeup.
Revlon.
An Oscar-winning actor.
Ryan Reynolds? No.
A capital city.
Rome.
A position in sport.
Right wing.
North Hobart Cafe.
Rain check.
An insect.
A rhinoceros beetle.
I can't believe you got rhinoceros beetle.
Nicole, why did you say Ryan Reynolds?
Oh,
Nick, you got all 10 and they're all right.
I know.
Nicole, you even got rhinoceros beetle.
Oh, no.
Nicole, you were, like, unreal.
Do I get, like, 2 points for the Ryan Reynolds even though he didn't get it?
I mean, I love Ryan Reynolds. I mean, Deadpool's one of my favourite movies.
Can we just... I think I know the answer, but, I mean, Producer Grace, that he definitely hasn't won an Oscar.
No, he has not been nominated for any of the big awards, Oscars, Emmys, or Golden Globes.
Reese Witherspoon. You can shout all you want.
We were looking for actor as well, not actress, so Reese wouldn't have counted.
We needed Russell Crowe, Remy Malek.
Russell Crowe, yeah.
Robert Duvall.
Robert Redford?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Robert Redford.
Yeah, Nick, it also doesn't matter what you say now.
I'm Nicole. Trying really hard.
Okay, Nicole, I really want to give it to you, but I just...
Can we give it tickets to Jokers?
You know what? I'm going to give you tickets to Jokers. Jokers Comedy Club. Of course, you can get your tickets, jokerscomedy.com.au. And... is there something else we can give Nicole?
Oh, Nicole, look, I really like you. You've got a good attitude. You've done really well. And I do like Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, but if I ever see you out, tap me on the shoulder. I'll buy you a drink.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you.
You can hold me to that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Nicole.
not like a bottle or something, just like a glass of champagne or something.
Okay. All right.
Nicole, on top of that, if you ever see me out, tap me on the shoulder and I'll make sure Jimmy buys you a drink, okay?
Beautiful. A bottle.
Yeah, you can buy you a bottle.
No, you get a glass.
Hey, come on, man. She got 9 out of 10.
You do another.
Please welcome to the show. He's a friend of the show. He is still the mayor of the Kingborough Council at the moment, but has just been elected as the newest member for Franklin in the state election. That could only be Mr. Dean Winter. Dino.
Morning, boys. Thanks very much.
How do you feel, Dean? You're a winner. How do you feel?
Pretty good, I have to say. I'm really going to miss being the mayor of Kingborough. It's been an awesome job. And I've loved doing things like building playgrounds and that sort of thing. It was lots of fun, but I suppose the more serious stuff happens in the state parliament, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, Dean, you've been involved with the Kingborough Council for, is it seven years now?
Yeah, as a councillor and then, nearly 3 years as mayor. So it's been an awesome time in there. I came into council probably with a bit of a negative view about local government and about councils and potholes and that sort of thing. And by the time I've walked out, I'm a big advocate for all the great things that I think local councils do.
Absolutely. I mean, Dean, some of the things that you've done, I mean, you've built public toilets, roads, footpaths, the Tassie's best playground, fixing water quality. Out of all those things in your tenure as mayor, what's the thing you reckon you're most proud of doing for the Kingborough Council?
I think the water quality is probably the most challenging. I think anyone, you can build a playground if you've, if you can find the money, you can build a great playground and design one. But the water quality was just such a tough one for us. It wasn't so much me. It was our team at Kingborough Council. The environmental science guys got involved and did so much work and spent so much time trying to figure out what the problems were. And then we had our engineers and plumbers going through and trying to find where the pollution was coming from. And to resolve it as quickly as we can, I still can't really believe it. I thought we were looking at sort of, at one point in time, I thought we might be looking at sort of 2 or 3 years before we got it done. But in the end, we only really lost one summer. So yeah. We're very proud of that.
Yeah. I mean, Dean, how do you feel? And I know you're very proud to be the mayor of Kingborough and Kingston. We've chatted to you many times on the show and you're not going to have that anymore. I mean, you're going up in the world, but it must be a bittersweet moment.
It is because... yeah, I've really enjoyed what I've done. It really is the best. I think probably when I look back at it, it'll probably be the best job I'll ever have when I retire. Hopefully, a long time. We're not really doing much life or death stuff in local government. We're doing things that really matter to people. So public toilets. Look, it's not glamorous, but when you when we go through and renovate or build a new public toilet, like I said, it sounds funny, but it means. It really does help people and provides them with makes their local public places much more enjoyable and usable. And that's the sort of thing that I think we can do really well in local government. So They're little issues, but they mean a lot to a lot of people.
Absolutely. Well, Dina, I mean, as the newest member for Franklin in the state election, moving forward now, what have you got your eye on? What kind of things do you want to see changed, not just for Franklin, for our state?
Look, the bigger issues, aren't they? So education and schools, hospitals, roads. So many complaints about traffic, and I've been whinging about it for a long time.
We made you sit on a double-decker bus with us.
Yeah, we went and found the traffic.
Look, I think it's really just about delivering some projects that try and preserve our way of life. I think a lot of people either come to Tassie or they decide to stay in Tassie because they love that aspect of Tasmania about, well, we used to be able to drive into town in sort of 10 or 15 minutes into work, and we didn't have those big, long commute times, and we felt safe, and we knew that we could get access to a hospital when we needed one. But that sort of, we seem to be losing what's really special about Tasmania at the moment. I think even though we are going to grow, we're going to get bigger, and things are going to change, we need to try and preserve those really important things about Tassie that we all love.
Dean, can I ask you, mate, you're still going to have time for your boys, Jimmy and Nath? You're moving up in the world.
Oh, yeah, don't forget us,
yeah, don't forget us, mate. Don't forget us now, you're an MP.
Well, I'd said to Rebecca White that I was coming on this morning. She said, oh, say hi to her for me. So obviously she's still doing it, and as long as she is, I'm here with your boys. Okay.
What you say? So if Beck drops us, you'll drop us, Dean.
That's right. It's all about
whatever the boss wants. Speaking of Beck, Dean, I know you're still happy for her to be leading the Labor Party.
Yeah, look, I think Rebecca's great. And look, we're all disappointed with the result on Saturday night, but I don't think the loss is because of Rebecca White. I think she's one of the reasons that we held together and kept all our seats. Let's look, other states and territories have lost huge numbers of seats, and we managed to preserve almost all of ours.
Yeah.
And I think that was really important because what we need in Tassie is a contest of ideas. Yeah. We need to have two strong parties that have different ideas, and people can go to the ballot box with two strong teams to choose from. And I think that's what people expect of us.
Absolutely. Well, Dana, you've done a fantastic job. Well done, mate. Before we do let you go, one question. How many red tyres have you now bought? And second question, is your face on your car yet?
My face will never be on my car, I promise you. just the one red tie so far, but looking to add to the collection.
Thank you, Dean. All the best, buddy.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Jimmy and Nate, ask them anything.
Yeah, Hobart, you ask the questions on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nate. We do our best to answer them. And producer Grace picks out some of her favourites.
Yeah, first question comes from at Blair Gannon 84. What's your favourite food to eat when you're hungover?
Oh, Mickey D's. Can't go wrong with Mickey D's, really, can you?
Yeah, I had McDonald's hungover on Sunday, and it was delicious.
Thing is, I still like Macca's when I'm drunk. Maybe not hungover. You know what I mean?
I like Macca's all the time.
Yeah.
But if you're going for a hungover food, I'll tell you what, this is my go-to hangover cure. McDonald's, but two frozen Cokes.
Ooh.
DOS frozen Cokes.
Because I feel like I always have one, and I go, not enough.
Just anything big and greasy for me. Nuggets.
He's like, well, see, I don't find nuggets big, quite small.
Oh, you tape them together. Super nug.
You can't eat the tape, mate.
Yeah, you can.
You just hold two nuggets.
But you can eat anything you want if you try hard enough.
You're so right.
If you try hard enough, anything you can eat.
I had a coin once.
Just how was that?
Did
it turn you on? How many plays did we get?
What? Wait, what?
You know, like a game where you insert a coin and then you get...
Oh, that kind of turn on. Yeah, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Great. Right. Whatever you're thinking about, Jimmy, stop it.
What?
No. All right, question number two. What's the sexiest name and what's the least sexy name? This one comes from at Emily_Stewart_.
What?
Do you reckon it's our names? Like, what's the sexiest, or just names in general?
Yeah, just names in general.
I think just what's a sexy name?
Oh yeah, what's a sexy name?
Maybe need to name names of the kids. Sexy name.
Sexy name.
I find Devontae quite sexy. Devontae.
Do you know any Devontae's?
He got drafted in the NFL draft. I just remember seeing it
Devontae.
Going.
Devontae.
Sexy name.
Yeah. What about Charlotte?
I'm not going to say it's not sexy, but I wouldn't say it.
What about Crystal.
What about not sexy? Rupert.
Rupert, yeah. I've got one, but I've just forgotten it. Quinton. not sexy.
A Quinton.
A Quinton.
No, Quinton.
Oh, Quinton.
Quinton.
You're right, a Quinton.
A Quinton, also not sexy. Doesn't make sense. Because so many people would just be like, sorry, A Quinton, is that your name?
All right, question number three. This one is just for Nath. It comes from at Dave Vaya. Nath, what is the diameter of your bicep?
Haven't measured. Haven't measured.
Hold it up, and Grace, you have a guess.
Oh, I don't... Are we talking... See, diameter goes straight through. Do we mean circumference? Can you flex at least?
I don't like doing that.
You're a humble guy.
I don't like doing that.
What if I flex to make you so you feel better? So we're both flexing.
All right, I'll estimate
all three of us. All three of us flex.
Okay,
and then
yeah,
that
great.
Way Nathan...
Oh, jeez. Whoa. What are you flexing? Put your clothes back on. Oh, yeah, Grace, you've got some guns.
No, I don't.
I've got a long sleeve, so I can't.
Jimmy, flex, though. Flex.
I reckon that's... I'm real bad at estimating.
Nathan, you got to flex now. The whole team's done it.
God, they're big. Sorry, they always catch me off guard. What did we learn this morning?
Please tell me, what did we learn this morning?
We all agree that McDonald's is the best hangover food.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nath has no idea about sexy names.
No.
And Nath doesn't know names.
I don't know names. Hey, Quinton. Isn't there a name?
And Nath has just huge biceps.
Mm.
Yep.
See, I stand by the fact we learned nothing today.
I knew I loved Maccas. Absolutely. I knew Nath wasn't great with names, and I knew he's big. He's a big guy. Nath, I want to ask on 131060, do you know a bad Parker? But before I do, so it was this Oh Well, it's a new thing.
Oh Well Wednesdays, mate.
And just, I mean, I'm just having a look at songs. We're about to play Madonna Hung Up coming up.
Yeah.
What else we got? Mumbo number 5.
Oh, Skater Boy from Avril is in there.
Is this like, this is new?
Mate,
are these like songs that we wouldn't usually play on a Wednesday?
These are just a list of bangers back to back to back designed to make you say, oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow. Like that.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm enjoying this so far.
Sing along.
Bit jealous. So Shawnee B's got this all day.
Shawnee B, you have a look. I won't tell too many of, but have a look what's in Shawnee B's shift. Britney's in there. LaBouche is in there. The Biebs. Mika. Rag
the Biebs is in there. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because I was worried we still wouldn't
some banging Biebs. Absolutely.
Nath, again, 131060. Do you know about Parker? Because I think we all know someone who isn't that great at parking.
Yes.
I mean, we did something on this show, Amy Park. We parked cars out in the hit car park to give away parking. Producer Grace proved herself. I didn't think she was that great, but that day, no, she did show that she's...
I think she's improved greatly. I think she's improved very much.
She's someone who's always looking to get better, and I really appreciate that about Producer Grace. But the reason I asked the question, Nath, the driver of a fancy car... has had their parking skills slammed after leaving the expensive vehicle parked across two spots. Now, I've just texted this to you.
Okay.
So you have a look at that. So it's a Tesla. Apparently, it costs around $100,000. And it's parked across two bays in a Woolworths car park, leaving one shopper so upset, they wrote a note on the back of their shopping, what do you call it?
A docket.
Docket.
Yeah.
Docket. Cool. And
so at least it wasn't the shopping list, and then they got into Woolies and they're like, oh crap, I've left it on the Tesla.
So the note read, did your fancy car park itself like this, or are you just a... I can't probably read the rest of the note, to be honest.
Oh, what's happened? Is it naughty words? Is it?
The naughtiest of words.
Oh, that word.
That word, yeah.
Throwing that on there. Jeez, that angry person, aren't they?
Now, you've got the photo in front of you, Nath.
Yeah, look.
How bad do you think that park is?
It is a bad park. It's a bad park, particularly if you're in a rush to get to Woolies. Maybe you've had a busy day. You've got to do the shop for the house, you know, for the kids.
They're in two, but you can't fit another car.
No, you can't. I mean, unless you're driving like a Vespa or something, you won't fit next to that.
That's true, yeah.
And that's the thing. I mean, you can understand your frustration because people are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars. And don't these cars park themselves? Like, I thought Teslas did park themselves.
I'm not doing well enough to have a...
No,
I mean, if you're working in radio and you got a Tesla, I mean, something's going on there.
Oh, yeah.
It's obviously mummy and daddy's car.
You've got a side hustle.
Because trust me, me and Nath have... Right, I've got a Toyota Corolla and Nath's got a Ford Fiesta.
I've got an 08 Fiesta, mate.
We're driving around a couple of hairdresser cars, the boys are.
Now, this would frustrate me. Yeah. And I think the thing is as well, it makes it worse when it's a really expensive car because it breathes arrogance, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, you know what, I'm in my car, I can park wherever I want.
Yeah, this was shared online by a passerby. They saw the car that was parked and they were going, oh, hang on, and then they went and had a look at the note and went... Someone's written them a very nasty note.
You've got to be careful because if you're going to park poorly in a fancy car, like, and someone tries to get in next to you...
You get scratched.
Scratchy. Absolutely.
Especially in a Woolworths car park.
Oh, 100%.
I've got all these scratches on my car, which are just from trolleys.
Mm.
People, like, banging their trolley up against my car.
Yeah. Well, that's just because you annoy me as a person.
There's no need for you to follow me to Woolworths. Go get a trolley, bang it in my car. Yeah, no, if we're talking bad parkers, not the the thing that you wear when you're first.
How many parkers have you got, do you reckon?
I don't think I have any parkers.
I think I might have one parker.
I'm parker.
You know that? You know that grandpa one that I bought from ASOS about 7 years ago? You were there when it got delivered.
I know.
I think I've still got it.
It's my least favourite thing you own.
It's great if I ever want to dress up as a university lecturer.
No, you wore it ages. I haven't seen it in a while.
I think Mesh might have
thrown it out, yeah.
Yeah. God, it's a good parker, though. But that's not, that's not the part.
No, we're talking cars. Yeah, we're talking cars, not the jumper / jacket / old man thing.
Yeah.
We're doing this because, mate, a guy was parking his Tesla in Woolworths and he parked over two spots. And it's one of my pet peeves, people who park over two spots, or the ones in town where you reverse back. So it's really hard to reverse park.
There's the little squares where you're supposed to get your front wheels and your back wheels. Yeah. That literally tells you how to fit in there. And people park over two.
I know.
Frustrating.
And then if there's a car behind the other one, the space becomes even smaller and you just can't get in there.
Absolutely.
And it's hard enough parking in the city as it is with the traffic and with every parking inspector in there.
Oh.
I mean, if you're a minute over, you'll get stung.
Oh, not 30 seconds, mate. There's 50. There are more parking inspectors than there are car parks.
I'm lucky enough to do a bit of... I've never been to Europe, so I'll let you default to you there. But I lived in America for a bit, travelling around Australia. I've never been anywhere that has as many parking inspectors as
No, I've never seen that before. Never seen... I know in the States, they have the park inspectors, they have little cars that they drive around, don't they?
Yeah, they just pull up next to you and find you.
But here, because we don't have cars, we just have one per square metre.
I reckon there's three parking inspectors for every car.
Yeah.
That's...
Forget about the gang problems down here. What about the parking inspector gangs? Everywhere.
Right. Look, I'll give them this. They're efficient. They're good.
Oh, absolutely, they are. Yeah. The tats that they have.
No, they don't have tats.
Right. Angela from Mount Stewart. Angela, do you know about Parker?
Oh, I just reckon half the state is. And I don't actually agree that it's usually the people in the expensive cars. It seems to me to be either elderly people or people in those bogan utes with stupid stickers on the back that think that they own the place. And they are the biggest vehicle. So when they don't park within the lines, you got no hope.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, Angela. I reckon everyone can't park.
It's horrible.
Seriously, when you get out of your car, can you not see that you've gone over the lines? Why wouldn't you jump back in and fix it?
That's my biggest pet peeve, Angela. Like, people who, like, they have one go at parking, right, and then they get out. You haven't got it right at all.
And then they do that. They
shrug to themselves and walk off.
And you're right, Angela. Yeah. It's the big cars, isn't it? The big cars that do the more damage.
It is, and you think that they would probably not want to be right up the front anyway in case someone scratches them. Like, you don't understand why the great big utes don't park further away from the building.
Mm. Angela, I was the other day, I saw like a little hatchback in town. It had parked literally like in the middle of two parking bays. I was confused as to which one it had paid for.
Yeah.
Because in the middle of it was tiny.
Wasn't a Ford Fiesta, was it?
No, it wasn't you, mate. No,
that's good.
You know what someone should do? Someone should invent a sticker that we can all keep in our car, and so it's easy access to just put it right on the windscreen every time we see this.
To call them out.
I like that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like when you misbehave at school and you get like a naughty sticker on your chart.
Yeah, exactly.
So if we see like...
And then if they end up with about six of them across their windscreen, they lose their license.
Oh, Ange, this is good.
Ange, you might be onto something.
Ange,
here.
I like that. We'll call it Ange's dots or something.
Yeah. I mean, Ange. I know we just had a state election, but I feel like Angela should run next time.
Yeah. Oh, Angela, I'll vote for you, mate. What do you reckon?
Fantastic. Not 3 years.
Jimmy and Nate's Hits and Gigs. Presented by Hit 100.9 and Comedy at the Casino.
Yeah, it's a comedy gala like no other. Of course, Jimmy and Nate's Hits and Gigs all happening this Friday, the 7th of May. Rest Point Showroom. You can buy your tickets at jokerscomedy.com.au or you can win them from us right now, 13-10-60. The lineup is absolutely unreal. Mick Davies, Nelly Ryan, Gav Baskerville, Anna Kidd, David Rose, but also, might I welcome to the show another one of our comedians performing at Hits and Gigs this Friday. She's extremely, extremely funny. Please welcome the talented Chloe Black. Chloe, welcome.
Hello, everyone. How you doing?
We are going all right. Chloe, first of all, thank you for agreeing to perform this Friday.
No worries.
Completely free of charge. Yeah, no one told you that.
Yeah. Oh, hey, say what? Yeah.
For the love of comedy. Oh,
Grace, we've just lost Chloe, which is weird. Chloe, I guess first things first, we've kind of asked all the comics that have joined us so far. The comic scene, obviously, last year shut down a little bit with the pandemic. How has it been with things opening up a little bit more? Of course, there's two regular rooms happening in Hobart, but how has it been for you personally coming into 2021?
It's okay. I mean, things are coming back to normal. I've managed to book another tour, which is great.
Oh, so awesome.
Off to Sydney and Melbourne at the end of the month.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool. But that is, like, off the back of, like, well, it's interesting because I was in Sydney doing some shows just before COVID really hit. So that was kind of my last hurrah. And it's almost you know, 14, 15 months later, it's only managed to now be an opportunity to tour again. So it was kind of, you know, everyone was on the sitting on our butts for quite a while.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Nathan, I'm still sitting on our butts.
we don't stop, Chloe. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a bit of that.
Chloe, are you excited to no longer be doing COVID or pandemic gear in your stand-up routine, or are you still doing those?
Oh, it's still got some legs, I guess.
Yeah, I think it
can. You know, I mean, while it's still topical, it's like kind of, you know, there's always jokes to be had, but there'll be come a day where people will probably go, oh, get off it. That was, you know, 12 months ago.
I don't know. I feel like it disappears, and then, you know, Perth in lockdown or Queensland or something. So no, I'm sure it'll just be here with us forever.
Yeah,
it won't go away. Now, Chloe, I mean, you've performed at the Rest Point Showroom a couple of times. How is the room there? Because people are getting very excited. I mean, the phones are already lighting up for people to win tickets there. As a space, as a comic space for someone like yourself, how does it feel being up there?
It's wonderful. I mean, you know, it's like one of our biggest rooms to gig in here in Hobart. So it sort of feels a bit like it's our night at the Apollo.
You said it, Chloe.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, quite a bit of stage to run around in. There's a bit of cabaret seating. Everyone's there. You can hear them, but you can't see them.
it really is our night at the Apollo. We've got 20,000 people coming to come and see you this Friday, which should be absolutely exciting.
I'm glad Chloe said, too, you can hear them and not see them, because this is something that's important to us, being able to hear them and hear them laugh.
Absolutely, because, Chloe, the way we've been giving away tickets all week with our comics on the phone or in the studio is by asking people to call up and laugh. No gag needed, just asking them to laugh for us, because as a comedian, you would know that it is important for your audience to be good laughers. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So
that's usually the prerequisite. Otherwise it's a poetry reading.
Yeah. Yeah. A TED talk.
Yeah. No, it's our slam poetry nights next week. but we're excited for that too.
Yeah. Hits and slams. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So Chloe, what we're going to do now, 131060, jump on the phones right now. We only have a limited amount of tickets. So if you want to score tickets to our hits and gigs, as I said, free drinks, there's prizes up for grabs, an absolute gala of Tassie comedians. You want to win these tickets, you just got to call right now, 131060. And laugh for us. All you've got to do is laugh for us. Chloe, we'll have you on the phone, and you've got to be listening to these laughs. If you're happy with them, then you can give them the tickets, okay?
Okie dokie.
All right. Stick around, Chloe Black. Up next, we are giving away tickets to our hits and gigs. Yeah, it's all thanks to Comedy Casino and Jokers. Of course, you can buy tickets, jokerscomedy.com.au, or you can win them from us right now, 131060. All you need to do is be able to laugh and to impress one of our comics who is performing on the night. Chloe, we still got you there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, good. Because, Chloe, what we're going to do is we're going to get these people to laugh for you. If you're happy with their laughs, then they're going to score some tickets to hits and gigs. But, Chloe, before they do, I mean, as someone who's told many jokes, heard many a laughs, we hope.
Hey, we're not paying, Chloe. It's fine.
Chloe, what are you looking for in a good laugh? As a comedian, what makes a good laugh for you?
Well, I think the best kind of laughter for comedians is infectious laughter.
Right.
I mean, pretty weird thing to say in this time. But,
yeah, well, I don't want just people to laugh. I want them to cough on each other as well.
Yeah,
you want a laughter that makes the other people around them laugh.
Right. Okay, so that's what you want, something infectious.
But, you know, sometimes a bit of a snort, maybe a snort's always good.
Yeah, yes. No, I do love a snort.
Yeah, they're a bit cute as well. Do you find them cute, like a little snort, Chloe, afterwards?
Yeah, you know.
All right, Chloe, stay there. We'll bring in our first contestant, Michelle from Gagebrook. Michelle, we got you.
Hi, how are you?
We're going all right, Michelle. Do you like to laugh?
I do.
Do you like to drink?
I do. I really like to drink. And when you drink, you laugh lots.
That's good. That's why we're fueling you up.
That's why there's free drinks on arrival. And that's why Nate's the first comedian.
Oh, absolutely. I wish I was last, you know what I mean? Now, Michelle, what about winning prizes? You like to win prizes as well?
Yeah, I do. Okay, I'm really excited to try and win this.
Okay, all right. Well, Michelle, what we need you to do, I'm going to give you a boom tish and then need you to give us your longest, loudest laugh, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Michelle, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Over to you. Oh, very good. Very good.
Very good, Michelle.
We now need to bring Chloe back in. Chloe, you heard Michelle's laugh. What do you reckon?
I did. That was very good. You could hear the tears coming out of the corner of her eyes.
Chloe, what do you reckon? Did she get the tickets?
Oh, absolutely.
Boom. There you go.
Very infectious laugh. It was very hard to not laugh with you then, Michelle.
Well done, Michelle. All right, now let's go to contestant number two, Marty from Old Beach. Hello, Marty. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, boys?
We're going all right, Marty. Same questions. Do you like to laugh, drink, and win prizes?
Absolutely. Who doesn't?
Yeah,
it's so true.
You're so right, Marty. I don't even know why we're asking people at this stage.
100%. Now, Marty, I'm going to give you a boom tish. I need you to laugh for us, but a little hint just to make sure that you win these tickets. If you can add a little snort somewhere in that laugh, that would be great, okay?
I'll try my best.
Okay. Are you ready, Marty?
I am ready.
Right, here we go. Well done, Marty. Chloe, what did you think of that one?
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. This is like a wine tasting or something. It's like, you know, it's for some woody tones with a ration.
Well done, Marty. You got the tickets.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.